At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And thanks for joining us here for another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. We've talked about California. We've talked about vape pens ad nauseum. But this is a great conversation because of what we're going to talk about today, a featured company. They are California's number one premium vape pen brand. They're unveiling a new product innovations, including a full-spectrum CBD line, disposables, and new hardware technology. Now, my guest, she's wonderful. She's a luxury industry expert with 12 years plus experience developing and implementing impactful omni-channel sales and marketing strategies in partnership with the world's most powerful brands. I'm here with the head of marketing at Kurvana, K-U-R-V-A-N-A. If you're looking to look it on, do a quick Google search. I'm here with Allison Luvera. Allison, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here.
A pleasure and a privilege. So now Kurvana, not to be confused with that one that stacks cars up one by one, it's setting itself apart from other cannabis brands with an out-of-a-box, mainstream marketing, and experiential activation. So you had a couple of really notable events. You had a pre-Oscars event with sustainable fashion brand Maison de Mode, being the first cannabis brand to sponsor Revolve's Coachella party. And then you also did an after party for the Met Ball, hosted by Kim Kardashian, Travis Scott, Serena Williams, and more. This is great Hollywood exposure. Yeah. That's like, you know, paparazzi quality right there. Talk about the impact of this Hollywood exposure for Kurvana.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think for us, you know, first and foremost, Kurvana is all about the product. You know, the quality of product and what we've been able to do in that realm. But we also want to be, you know, a part of a lifestyle. You know, we want the Kurvana to be a part of these relevant, fun, cultural moments and kind of integrate our products seamlessly into them whenever we can. So when there's a moment like award season or Coachella or Met Ball, you know, we want to be there front and center, part of the action and kind of making noise about our products and how they fit into all of that fun as well. So what we've tried to do is really look for like-minded brands that embody the same lifestyle that we do, have a similar commitment to quality and innovation, and partner with them to really elevate the experiences that they're already bringing to consumers in these moments. So we've seen a lot of success with it, you know, from an experiential perspective. People have been really excited when we've, you know, come out with custom strains for an event or engraved vape pens with their names on them. You know, we've done things like terpene pairing sensory dinners. And I think that, you know, we're kind of just starting to see the tip of the iceberg when it comes to cannabis in these experiential moments. You know, I used to work in adult beverage, and it's pretty standard to see, you know, your free champagne bar or your sponsored tequila at these events. But cannabis being included is sort of a newer thing. So I think that we've been, you know, really excited to see how some of these partners and the guests at these events and the people that are involved in this lifestyle have really embraced us as part of the moment.
And by the way, not for nothing, I saw some of the pictures that are out there, like the red carpets, and I see you fit right in like a glove with the rest of those wonderful stars. I must say, definitely fit out. Just had
Thank
to say,
you.
You look glamorous. I mean, it doesn't look like it. Also, felt like you just look like you come off the floor. Look, you look like you're dressed. You just like came right out of work, and like it's just like that. It's not even, it's very almost like it's there's no effort to it. It felt like that, but.
Well, let me tell you, there's definitely an effort there, but appreciate the compliment. And also definitely want to, you know, we talk a lot about these kind of sexy VIP events and how we want to integrate Kirvana into them, but
yeah.
It's definitely worth noting that that's kind of one piece of our two-pronged approach. You know, obviously these sexy events, influencers, you know, Kim Kardashian posting about our product, that gets a lot of attention in the media. But for us, you know, we place just as much emphasis and just as much of an investment of time, energy, and money into how we show up at retail as well. You know, budtenders and what they think about our products and how they engage with our products and how they recommend our products to consumers, that's super important to us. We spend a lot of time and money just making sure that we're engaging them in the right way and that Kirvana is front and center at retail with great displays, educational materials, brand ambassadors there to talk to consumers and educate budtenders. You know, that it definitely doesn't get as much press coverage, but to us, that's equally important and a super critical part of what we're trying to do at Kirvana. You know, we want to be a part of this kind of VIP jet setty lifestyle, but we also want to ensure that we don't lose sight of the fact that product first and foremost is what our brand is about, and delivering this kind of best in class cannabis experience, vaping experience to consumers is really what we were built on.
Oh, but I mean, the whole point is that you're getting that ultra high elite class of influencer marketing that not many people can get even close to. And that's one thing that actually do with your experience. Obviously I read up about you. So you work in the luxury industry, we said, for over 12 years with a focus on fashion, wine, and spirits. You have over a decade of experience at iconic brands, including Vogue, InStyle, Perrier Jouret, under your belt. Mm-hmm. And you also recently launched a consulting firm that specializes in luxury brand management. I want to know about the response you've gotten from incorporating cannabis into the luxury space and the people you work with, so say clients. What kind of a, do they give a double take, if at all, that Kirvana is a client for the cannabis space that you work with?
Yeah, I mean, it's it's been interesting because I think the reaction has been kind of all over the map. Mm-hmm. And I've been surprised at who and which brands have been more open to it versus more averse to it versus just simply naive about the whole cannabis movement. Yeah. You know, a lot of my old colleagues and some of the wine and spirits brands that I've worked with in the past have been very supportive and very excited about me kind of taking this jump into cannabis and taking a bit of a risk with my career and moving away from these iconic, well-established brands and you know, joining a startup and helping build a brand from the ground up with the team. And, you know, when it's wine and spirits, there are a lot of similarities between the two industries. So I think those people have had their eye on cannabis and the movement for a long time. But, you know, some of my colleagues in media and fashion, for example, are a little bit less informed on what's going on. And especially people from New York are not as familiar with the movement as people in California, where it's obviously a really, you know, important part of culture and the cultural movement. And it has been for a long, long time. So the reactions have really ranged from supportive to surprised to not really sure what's going on or why. And
right.
I think there's, you know, overall, there is sort of a lack of consumer education on cannabis, its medicinal applications, its recreational applications. There's a bit of a lack of science behind it. There's a lot of research that needs to be done. And so I think people are overall, they're interested, they're intrigued, but the level of understanding of the industry and the movement as a whole is kind of all over the map. And then the reactions are all over the map
but,
in the same vein.
But I'll tell you what, when it comes down to it, you've worked so many, you've done well entrenched into your career. You've had a lot of success from it. And the luxury brands, I mean, I can only imagine that, you know, listen, you have everything, everything's going well. You have a beautiful family. Everything career family is in all cylinders working great. What else can you do but make a challenge for yourself? And it might be a bit, it's a definitely a definite challenge. And it's breaking out of the mold so that you're not being put in position to only just certain spots. There's obviously other brands and other, you know, segments of the market you'd like to jump into. So obviously this would be a logical direction to go. And I liked the fact that you bring your experience and bring your expertise into the space. We're going to talk more about that and talk about what's going on with the market in California and what Curvana is doing to entrench themselves into that environment. We're going to talk more here with Allison Levera, the head of marketing at Curvana, K-U-R-V-A-N-A. We'll be back with more questions for her and more here on Blunt Business in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com. Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's P-O-U-C-H-Z.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back here with Allison Levera, the head of marketing at Curvana. Now, vape pens, we're talking about Curvana is the number one vape pen company in California, vape pen brand, with a full spectrum CBD line, disposables, and new hardware technology. Let's talk about that. Vape pens have been a major focus of data we've learned from the folks at Headset on a previous episode. Cy Scott was on with us. The report stated this, quote, the 0.5 gram size is the most popular overall vape pen, which makes sense. It's the affordable option, and the cannabis market is dominated by money-conscious millennials. California's average price for a vape pen is almost near $50, and it makes up a third of the total revenue in the cannabis market. So with Curvana, you're debuting the first line of disposable vape pens, offering it 0.5 grams of premium cannabis oil in a single-use device, and all three lines will be available in disposable form, launching with the top five selling strains. Manufacturer suggests retail price $33 to $44. So you're hitting all the right spots there. Did you happen to see the same type of data when this idea of this new type of vape pen line was being rolled out?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely keep an eye on the data and the growth in the vape pen category in general, disposables and cartridges, has been tremendous over the past, you know, even over the past 5 years since Curvana was started. I mean, back when our CEO founded Curvana in 2014, you know, with just a small team of, you know, experts and cannabis enthusiasts, the vape pen category wasn't really a thing, you know? I mean, I don't know the percentage off the top of my head, but it was extremely low single digits. And most concentrates back then were very low quality butane-laden waxes, low quality CO2 extracts. They tasted like cheap trim. So Curvana really was one of the first companies, you know, back then 5 years ago, to be able to create cannabis oils with quality that was kind of light years ahead of the competition and helped put the category on the map. Since then, vape pen, you know, the vape and concentrates category is really neck and neck with flower to be the most widely sold category in cannabis, which is super interesting. And, you know, for us, you know, we've always excelled at cartridges. We've got our flagship Ascend line of high potency oils. We have our originals line of terpene rich oils and now our new CBD line. So we also wanted to offer a disposable option. You know, it has kind of the same sleek look and feel and high quality hardware and internals as our cartridges, but it's in a disposable all-in-one format. So we're excited about this offering because we think it's, you know, disposables as a subset of the vape pen category are growing as well. And we definitely wanted to capture that and create a Curevana offering for the consumers that prefer that type of device. So we're really excited to have just literally just launched this a couple weeks ago now in California.
And it's amazing where the luxury brand, the look, the feel, and just to have that available for people to go ahead and get their hands on, just to have that look. I mean, because obviously it's getting glorified, and that's a good thing. When you talk about looking at, I mentioned there was an interview I did not too long ago with the folks that run Double Barrel. And they went together with a jeweler, Gerard Alexander of St. Jules. They created a diamond vape pen, $100,000. Russell Brand used this device on the show Ballers. But, I mean, who's going to go ahead and afford that? You want to have the look and feel of one of those type of products. But, you know, why bother going through the trouble of doing that when you can go to a group like Carvana that's going to offer something that's very similar and much more reasonable to get your hands on? So that's one of the things I just noticed that, was a call back to that where I just thought it was quite interesting. Now, the Herb Psalm, they profiled Curevana recently, and they wrote this, quote, and this also goes into what you talked about yourself about the research and innovation of the people that founded the company, that they developed a proprietary 50-step process to purify the essential cannabinoids, terpenes, and other natural ingredients that contribute to the unique experience of vaping with full-spectrum Curevana oil. Now, you explained this in that article. You said, quote, our goal is to maintain uncompromising levels of quality while delivering a wide range of cannabis products in an elevated manner by creating multiple lines, some defined by their high cannabinoid levels and others focused on terpene expressions. We hope that every consumer who is interested in cannabis finds something that works for them and for a variety of occasions. We take a lot of pride in our design, aesthetic, feel. Our commitment to high standards in that area has been welcoming novice consumers into the cannabis space while providing an extraordinary experience to longtime vape fans. End quote. Well said. Yep. Now, we've talked about quality control and compliance issues here in California on the show and how some of the luxury brands in the market go to extremes for quality. Talk to me about how building luxury brands are dependent upon, quote, maintaining uncompromising levels of quality, end quote.
You know, I think that manifests in our products in a lot of different ways. You know, speaking about the hardware, because we were just touching on it, I think that's a great example of what Curevana is doing differently in order to ensure we have the highest quality products out there. And to be perfectly honest, this is something that attracted me to the brand when I was kind of looking for cannabis brands to get involved with. You know, all Curevana hardware is custom designed and engineered in-house. And, you know, the reason that we do this is because we do want to create an unmatched vaping experience with a premium look and feel. And we don't think that is possible just buying, you know, mass cartridges off the open market from China, you know, which is what a lot of brands do. And, you know, it might lead to a higher end price point, slightly higher end price point, but we think it's important because it gives us control over the design and the quality and everything. We look at everything, every tiny element that goes into the cartridge, and we're always thinking about how we can optimize and create higher quality elements to create basically the best vaping experience in the world. So some examples of that is, you know, we've invested in higher quality hardware materials like premium stainless steel alloys. So, you know, when this heavy metals, you know, crisis was happening with a lot of different cartridges, we knew that that would never touch us because, you know, we've invested in higher quality alloys that have been food safe from the beginning. You know, we've upgraded our plastic cartridges to glass quartz tanks. We use high grade cotton wicking material in our cartridges. You know, we have custom airflow passages and I just made a mistake. You may have to edit that out.
You want to just go ahead and take a pause real quick and just come back in where you want to come in with that.
Sure. Anyways, we customize the pore sizes of each cartridge to the oil and the viscosity of the oil that is in it. So we take a lot of care, not only with the custom design of the internals and the design aesthetic externally, but also with the premiumness of all of the materials that we use. And I think something like that attention to detail and that extra investment in quality really shows through in our final product. and contributes to, you know, what we think is one of the most superior products out there.
That's fantastic. One thing I got to tell you, I was looking over the website, so it's KURVANA.com. One of the things I also noticed too, which I don't see a whole lot of, so there's, you know, a lot done when it comes to showcasing the products and putting proper product pictures up there. But I also was interested in the work you did, and I don't know how much of this influences you, of having models showcasing with the products and, you know, some of the pictures that were taken. Very well professionally done. Looks like something you could put up on a billboard. Talk to me about the type of marketing, if you were able to influence a lot of the style of marketing that you see. Obviously, you put in Vogue and in Style and other places like that. Incorporating that kind of look and that kind of marketing, which is still, I mean, it's glamorous, it's old school, but it's also incorporates well into the way Curvana wants to be perceived.
Absolutely. You know, I think our approach to our content and our lifestyle photos is that we really want to showcase our products in an environment and in a kind of image of a lifestyle that will be aspirational and kind of, you know, attracts the types of consumers that we think will Curvana will resonate with. So that was our approach there. And that's very similar to, you know, you'll see these images not only on our website, but on all of our social media channels, such as Instagram. And it's a very similar to approach then that we would take in any other category outside of cannabis, such as fashion or wine and spirits. Our digital lead internally actually came from Love Clico, and she managed their social media content there. So she's really borrowed from their playbook a lot in trying to create this aspirational lifestyle image around Curvana and really showing our products integrated in different lifestyle moments and everyday moments through the lens of a very like California cool, because that's really at the end of the day what we're all about. So I'm glad that you noticed that, because we're really proud of the work we've done there.
Well, you know, I've kind of dabbled looking at flipping pages like Vogue or Ocean Drive and things like that. Just the pretty pictures,
yeah, of
beautiful people. How are they doing this all? And one of the things you notice I want to make mention of in a Forbes article that I took some of the information from is you make a mention of this, which is a great point, is, quote, "Our signature approach is to create meaningful brand experiences that really allow each product to shine," end quote. That said, I'm going to go and have us come back. I got some other information I want to ask you about. Something fascinating dealing with the United Nations. You got me right there. I'm going to tease people right there. Come back after the commercial break. I'm here again with the head of marketing for Curvana, Allison Louvera. We'll be back with Allison and some other questions for her in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com.
The National Cannabis Industry Association's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo returns to San Jose, California's McInerney Convention Center, July 22nd through the 24th. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com and take part in the most influential, award-winning cannabis conference and trade show hosted by the cannabis industry's only national trade association. NCIA's Cannabis Business Summit and Expo offers attendees 3 days of engagement and interactive programs. Arrive early so you can participate in our pre-conference workshops and off-site tours. Join hundreds upon hundreds of exhibitors and thousands upon thousands of attendees at NCIA's 6th Annual Cannabis Business Summit and Expo, July 22nd through the 24th in San Jose, California. Register today at CannabisBusinessSummit.com. That's CannabisBusinessSummit.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back again with Allison Lavera, head of marketing at Curvana. I will butcher this name, but I'm going to try this. Etienne Aynier? Is that how we say that?
Pretty close, yeah.
I try. I don't speak French, and I'm not sure if that's French or if it's Italian or not, but this...
You said it perfectly.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I try hard. So this publication asked about your work as vice president for the board of directors for the U.S. National Committee for the United Nations, the U.N. So it's a, let me try this, the whole name again, U.S. National Committee for UN Women Metro New York Chapter.
Now,
so it looks like it's an incredible organization dedicated to raising funds and awareness for UN women, which benefit programs in 100 countries worldwide. The money raised contributes directly to UN women programs that focus on critical issues like violence against women, political participation and leadership, and economic empowerment. Great, great things to do. Now, you talked about this and you were quoted as saying, quote, simply put, I want to leave the world a better place than I found it and pave the way for the next generation of women. When I think about my niece, for example, I don't want her to grow up and be faced with the same gender bias, misogyny, and obstacles to success that have become normalized for women today. I don't want her to grow up being paid less money for equal work and knowing that although people deny its existence, a glass ceiling exists. Not to mention the fact that women in certain areas of the world are still denied basic human rights. We definitely live in tumultuous times, and on the world stage, we see alarming things happening every day to women. It makes me angry, and I think it's the best way to cope with that anger, to be solution-oriented, or as some say, quote, be the change we want to see in our local communities, end quote. Well said. Talk to me about this, how this cause works, what the organization does, and your role in it.
Absolutely. So I've been involved for about 3 years now. The National Committee for UN Women, which has chapters in most major cities in the U.S., is a 501c3 organization and partner of UN Women that raises awareness and funds for UN Women programs. You know, more in the private sector and with private donors, which there are some obstacles to the UN women actually raising funds from these people themselves. So these partner organizations help out in that respect and also raise awareness at the community level. You know, as a woman in business, gender equity has always been something that is near and dear to my heart and something that I've tried to, you know, contribute to in any way I can. You know, economic empowerment, leadership and political participation, these are, you know, issues that I'm particularly interested in helping with. So I joined this organization about 3 years ago. Since then, I've had stints as on the board of directors and as VP of the board of directors and chairperson of their marketing committee. And it's really been incredible not only to work closely with UN women, but also to just, you know, work with this really involved, passionate group of women that are all just trying to, you know, do the right thing and kind of further the interests of women worldwide every day. So we've worked on some really interesting campaigns and fundraisers. We're actually, we've just launched a really interesting campaign right now called I Heart Equality. So this is something that, you know, we launched to bring awareness to 25 years since the passage of the Beijing Platform for Action on Women's Equal Participation. So this Beijing platform, you probably remember that was when Hillary Clinton gave her famous women's rights or human rights speech.
Okay.
So it's been 25 years since the passage of that platform. Wow. And so what we did is we partnered with artist Marco Santini to create limited edition t-shirts that have a graffiti style heart on them that has the word equality written in 50 different languages. And 100% of the sales are donated to UN Women. The initiative just got covered in Elle.com. So it's just, you know, things like this that, you know, the organization tries to do to not only raise funds for these UN Women programs worldwide, but raise awareness just for the women's equality movement and get as many people involved in the community level as possible. So if anyone's interested in purchasing one of these t-shirts or learning more about the organization, you can go to unwomen-metronewyork.org.
Excellent. That's fascinating. So, I mean, there's so much there that will be taken out of that. And it's also proof positive. You're a role model that serves best. And I love that you're being able to do something like this, which is not just charitable, just throw money at a cause. You're entrenched in the cause, and this is fantastic. And, I mean, I totally understand. And I just think one thing's going to be said is just that the opportunities, the doorways to be opened so that more Allisons of the world can make it into big business and cannabis itself. I want to see more people like you out there. I appreciate the conversation, and I appreciate you for what you're, all you're doing. I mean, it's
Thank
amazing.
You.
You're juggling a lot of plates in a lot of different directions, and that's very commendable.
Thank you. Yeah, no, and it's great fun, too. I mean, I think
it's a passion project.
Work and philanthropy and passion and just kind of, that's all part of like living our life to the fullest. And I think it's important. I think it's important to do meaningful work and be excited about what you're doing professionally. I think it's important to give back to your community and get involved where you can there. And, I encourage everybody to do so.
No, I can definitely tell everything you're doing right here is almost a passion product, a passion project. And that's, I can sense that just from talking to you today on the program. Allison, go ahead and take a quick minute for our listeners as I direct them to go look at Kurvana.com, KURVANA.com. Talk to us about the new vape line, where to get our hands on them, where they're available, and give us a heads up of what we can learn about the new vape line and, what's out there.
Absolutely. So I think we mentioned before, but we've just launched our biggest product release to date. It was a year in the making, and we're so proud of what we've, just put out in the marketplace in California. And what we've essentially done is reimagined our entire collection from the ground up. So, we've added some new strains to our flagship Ascend line of high potency, high cannabinoid vape pens. We've also introduced Kurvana CBD, which is our first line of all natural cannabis derived CBD vape pens, really meant to deliver, wellness benefits and create an option for everyday use and for those people that are really seeking CBD. It's free, it's all natural, so it's free of MCT oil, artificial flavoring. We don't use any cheap cutting agents. We always are full spectrum, so we do not use isolate, and we're really excited. It comes, we have three cannabis infused flavors, eucalyptus mint, cranberry orange, lemongrass, so you can find all of those at California state licensed retailers. We're also putting out a hemp derived version, which will be available via e-commerce probably later this year. So super excited about that. And then our new disposables is something exciting that we've just put out. So it's an all-in-one device that has the same high quality premium hardware and sleek look and feel as our cartridges, but it's an all-in-one single use version of it. And so that'll be available again at California state retailers in the top five strains of each of our lines. So in 15 different strains. So we're really excited. We encourage you all to go into your favorite dispensary and pick up some of these new products. And for more information, you can, of course, always visit our website or find us on Instagram.
The vape pens look so fashionable. It looks like, I mean, even when I look at the vape pens you have over there, that pre-Oscars part, I'm seeing a picture, which was a nice display. It has that look of like the old cigarettes that were, you see the dams of before, almost like a Lauren Bacall, Humphrey Bogart movie, where you see the long white stem with the cigarettes on, but it has that kind of a look to it. Not necessarily the cigarette part, but it has
that
nice slick
comparison.
Look.
Huh? I'm a huge fan of old Hollywood, so I love that comparison.
Well, come on, those, you just can't get away with Casablanca and all those kind of, and Key Largo movies like that. So
those were the days.
They were. It was a different time, and imagine this kind of thing was going on here. So I love what you put together. You're so Hollywood. You have just the right taste, the right field of what to do with this. And I'm glad you got the right people involved with this. I'm glad that you're able to do this and make it available and affordable at such a great price point for those in California. This is fantastic. Hopefully, we'll get to see more people to get their hands on this product. It sounds fantastic. And Allison, you've been a delight to talk to. Thank you so much for being here with us on Blunt Business.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
My pleasure as well. Well, I hope to definitely keep in touch and learn more about what Curvana is doing on down the line and follow up with you on all the things that you're doing. Again, it's our pleasure.
Thank you.
So, again, we want to thank all of you for joining us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of our program. Go to CannabisRadio.com. That's where the show is hosted. And you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.